This is Dakota Datebook for July 12th. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan announced NASA's newest program, the Teacher in Space Project. The program's goal was to promote student interest in math, science, and space. Almost 11,000 teachers from across the country applied in the hopes of going into space on the Shuttle Challenger. The applicants were narrowed down to 2 teachers per state and territory, and eventually to 10 finalists. On this date in 1985, the Bismarck Tribune ran a story about finalist David Marquardt, a high school teacher in Boise, Idaho. Mr. Marquardt, originally from Indiana, had spent 12 years in Minot. He attended Minot High School and in 1965 graduated from Minot State College with a business education degree. He credited his time in North Dakota for his success in making it as a finalist. He said, "I think that the work ethic I received while I was in North Dakota stood me in very good stead, and I certainly have to look back with a lot of pleasure at the time I spent in North Dakota." Marquardt and the other 9 finalists were flown to Johnson Space Center in Houston for medical testing and simulated weightlessness. Then it was on to Washington, D.C. for interviews. New Hampshire teacher Krista McAuliffe was chosen from the 10 candidates. Tragically, she and 6 other crew members died when the Challenger exploded shortly after takeoff on January 28, 1986. Marquardt and the other finalists were shaken by the tragedy. He was quoted as saying, "I guess we all feel we're immortal until something like this happens." However, he continued his advocacy for the space program. For 3 years after the tragedy, he worked for NASA in California to help implement educational programs. For the remainder of his teaching career, he attended NASA-sponsored workshops and spoke to schoolchildren about his experience. After the explosion of Space Shuttle Columbia in 2003, Mr. Marquardt expressed his sadness, but hoped that NASA would continue its mission to send astronauts into space. In 2005, he retired after 40 years of teaching. He was involved in Boy Scouts, Civil Patrol, and a World War II museum. In 2008, he was back in North Dakota giving the commencement speech at Minot State. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.